It's time for All Things Gardening with Charlie Nardozzi, brought to you by Vermont Victory Greenhouses and Gardeners Supply. Hello, Charlie.
Hi there, Mary.
Charlie, the one plant that grows really with reckless abandon in my teeny little no-dig garden bed is zucchini.
Yay!
But I do have two questions. Is it too late to plant or replant because of the recent hard frost that kind of zapped the little small plants? And then if we want to change up the variety of zucchini this year, what works best?
Yeah, so it is not too late. In fact, I often will grow a second crop of zucchini, putting them in end of June, early July, and that's enough time for them to mature by September. So you still have time to start your zucchinis or to buy some transplants and put them in. Now, there are a number of unusual zucchinis that I like to try. So most people think of the dark green ones with the smooth skin. There's one called Cocozel. It's an Italian heirloom. It's got elevated ribs on the fruit itself and white and green stripes, and it's much more dense than the traditional zucchini. So it's the kind of zucchini where you're not going to get a lot of water, so you can make zucchini parmesan out of it. If you want something a little more on the tender side, there's the Lebanese kusa zucchinis. Magda is a variety of that, and that has light green skin, very tender. You don't have to peel the skin if you're going to be eating it, and it has kind of a nutty flavor, so that's a really nice one. One of the cool things that's happening with zucchini is that they're selecting varieties now that vine, so if you want to grow a vertical garden, you don't have a lot of space for it to go all over the place or in your raised bed, but you can grow it vertically. There's one called Escalator, and this will grow about 6 to 7 feet tall, and you have to train it. You have to kind of attach it to a structure, a fence or a pergola or a trellis, and it'll grow up. But the nice thing about it is that it doesn't get really dense with foliage, but it does produce those dark green zucchinis, which are beautiful. And Trombocino is a vining zucchini that'll grow up 6, 7, 8 feet tall. It doesn't need to be attached as much as some of the other varieties. It has a very thin neck that has no seeds in it, and then it has a bulb on the bottom that does have the seeds. So if you're looking for something that's really dense again, that neck is really nice to bake or to roast and use that way. So, of course, zucchini likes full sun, well-drained soil, fertile soil. Make sure you have trellises set up for them so they grow well. If you have problems with them, like squash vine borers or squash bugs, the squash bugs, you want to look for the copper-colored eggs and squish those little guys. You can also grow nasturtiums in with your zucchini, and you want to get those out there now. Make sure they really start flowering early, because that'll confuse the squash vine borer adult, so it won't be able to find a zucchini and won't be able to lay the eggs that are causing the problems. Of course, you want to harvest them on the small side with the little flowers attached, and that way the more you harvest, the more you get. And enjoy all these different zucchinis.
Here's a question from Kim. Kim writes in to say, "Hi, Charlie and Mary. I want to save and reuse some of the potting soil that I'm using in my potato grow bags after the harvest this year. How do you suggest I do this? Like, what type of container should I store the soil in? Where do I store it? How much compost should I add to the soil next year so I can use it again?"
Yes. So, Kim, if there's no problems with diseases or insects on your potato plants, then yes, you certainly can save that soil for next year. And you can just put it in a big bag, like a trash bag or a bucket, put it in inside somewhere, so in a shed or a garage, where it stays cool and stays dry. Then next year, yes, it's good to mix in some either fresh potting soil or some compost, because regular potting soil will compress over time. So you want to fluff it up a little bit, and then you can use it for any kind of plants.
Any questions about your garden, send them to vermontpublic.org, search All Things Gardening, and submit your question in the post. And while you're there, visit vermontpublic.org/events and find out about All Things Gardening Live coming to a garden near you. Thanks so much, Charlie.
You're welcome, and I'll be seeing you in the garden.